Welcome to Ready, Set, Roll, Project Nova, Arc 2. Starring Craig as your DM, Dylan as Kurtz, Anthony as Zilla, and Daniel as Balric Hendrickson. Now, on with the show.
And welcome back to Ready, Set, Roll! We are currently in a whole different studio recording area because the other one got flooded by the floods of God. Or my water pipes busted, filled up my yard, and then fucking flooded my basement. But, you know,
it the is... The real reason is the tears of all the women he has hostage downstairs.
was it recording when the mom said, well, it's wet right here?
I think so, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay.
Yeah. So, yeah. Jamal caught it very early, but we did not realize. I thought somebody just spilled a water in my basement, but no, it was the water broke. So
it was Dan's shitty house. That's what it was.
Dan actually has a pretty house for
us. Hey, you love my house. What the fuck?
For the customers. I mean,
in this case,
audience.
It was Dan's shitty house.
Fuck you.
Delete that out. That doesn't sound good. I accidentally said customers.
But yeah, we actually have the whole gang here for once.
For once, it has been a minute.
It's been a few episodes.
It was Dylan's fault last time.
Yeah,
it was Dylan's fault last time.
Just to put that in the air. I'm majority. I'm majority.
You guys can just not show up.
And I'm late as hell today, so I guess I get the...
I have no excuse not to show
Danny
up.
Danny Craig don't get the point, Anthony.
I literally...
If you play at my house, I would never be late, for the record. No, I probably would. I'd probably Ben gave Craig a key.
So,
all right, so you guys let Dylan know what happened and where we're at.
Yeah, so ship power went out because it was a technical glitch in the system from something crawling into the ventilation shafts and eating the wiring. We don't know why it did this, but it was some amalgamation of creature that was a tentacle monster that... Yeah.
He's literally saying he had no... This wasn't his fault at all.
I saying. Did not do it. I did not bring the rabbit on the ship. Hi, Mom. But yeah, no. But yeah, so
shit.
We fought that thing, killed that thing.
Of course, you know who killed it.
Somebody decided to bitch slap it. It bitch slapped him back, and
then I killed it.
And, yeah, then murdered it with a fucking 50, the highest amount of damage we've ever dealt on the show.
Yeah, I was kind of kicking ass.
In one hit.
Taking names.
So, for all you listeners out there, 50 points is now our marker for highest amount of damage today.
Can we put a name on it?
Yeah. Anthony Special, there.
Zilla.
The Zilla Killer, there.
Yeah.
Oh, wait, hold on.
That's a good name for the verse. You know how you gotta write your little high score name?
Zilla Killer.
So then, we got sucked into the BAM beam and it shot us through the portal. And now we are currently on a weird planet that is being taken over by an ermite tree. We don't know why or how. And there is just corrupted ermites all over the place and dead bodies. And the ermites have the ability to bring the dead bodies back to life. And then you showed up in the camel like, hey guys, I'm here. Then Jesse stole the ship and ran away.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So now you're here with us.
Now I have to murder Jesse whenever I see him next time.
You gave Jesse the camel.
Oh, okay.
He didn't, like, steal it.
Okay.
Yeah. Oh, come on, that's way funnier.
You almost got Jesse murdered. Hey, Kirsten, just let me take your camel. God, no, my spleen.
So, you guys, other outside of Kurt, just got... finished taking care of a couple of spores as you all are walking through the city. Kurtz, you have landed on the outskirts of this pretty substantial hill that leads up to this mansion on the top of the hill. Weather situation, if you guys are asking.
Are you alone on the hill?
No, you're with them.
Oh, okay. I thought you said I landed there alone.
The weather situation on the hill is, it's kind of getting like a little stormy, like a little scary. But as you all venture forth, this give me perception checks, and I'll let you know what's going on.
Oh no!
16.
It's 22.
Mm-hmm. 17.
Okay. So, what'd you get? 17?
16.
16? All right. All of you notice that this section is kind of, like, gated off. And the gate is ornately done. Outside of the gate, it's kind of like a zombie movie where there is one of those ermites just slamming up against the wall, and then one of those, like, dead bodies that the ermite has taken control of is slamming up against the gate. And then there's something else kind of, like, wrapping vines around this gate and trying to rip it open. That is up ahead. They don't see... Before I say that they don't see you, let me see if they see you.
Do you want us to roll stealth, or...
I would say that...
I could totally roll stealth.
I mean, it would have been... preferable that you got if you all were going to go to stealth mode as you all are running up this hill, or would you just try to run up the
probably
hill?
Stealth, because we've already encountered
we know if we see those
yeah
I would like to
okay, well, I'll let y'all roll stealth.
Pass without a trace is still up,
okay,
so you add a plus 10 to that.
Yep.
Why did I roll the
dude, you just rolled a one. Nice.
Why did I roll the blue one?
I don't know why it's here. So one plus
why's
your stealth
here?
I got 33.
Oh, it's still 10.
Plus 10, so 20.
But a 1 is a 1.
Not on a skill check.
Anyway.
And I got a stealth of...
I got 33, though.
I got 22.
So, they're just ripping away at this fucking gate, trying to get in.
Am I stealthy?
Like, a 1 on a skill check...
is still a 1.
But it's... It just means you have
a 1 is a 1, Daniel.
No.
Yes.
No.
Yeah,
yes.
I'm pretty sure.
On attacks and
a 1
attacks.
Is a 1 and a 10 is or a 20
a
is
a
20.
On attacks, yeah.
No, skill checks are the same thing, Dan.
Yeah, 1.
Because if you're trying to do something and you
critically fail on it. A 1's
a 1 no matter
before.
What.
Yeah, a 1's a 1 no matter what. You can use that on me anytime you want, Dan. Oh, you gonna look it up?
I'm
gonna look it up. You rule Nazi.
We'll
guess
deal,
what?
We'll deal.
Guess what? It's my game.
We'll deal with that.
Well,
on
to
no
go
later
off the
note.
Fact that we've been playing, I'm gonna
one.
Say I've been playing
one.
Like that. I have.
Look,
I have took.
No, no, no. I'm just
more.
Saying we'll
no,
deal
no.
with it. We'll deal
I'm
with
just,
it after. We are already behind schedule.
Okay,
we'll deal with it after.
We can still do this.
DM calls
we
it. DM calls
this.
It.
But still, like, if you do a skill check, we are doing a skill. It's not a dexterity check. It is a skill. That I'm trying to do.
Check doesn't...
I'm saying it's fine. The DM made the call.
God,
we're good.
Right
we're good!
I'm leaving all this in. But seriously,
but
I...
But was the DM right?
Pretty sure that's the rules.
The rules
okay,
is the DM
okay,
calls
okay.
it no matter what.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So as he's calling it right now, we're good.
So, you all see whatever the fuck this is. There's like some like vines ripping at this thing. Alright, so this is the situation you were given. Are you all going to engage? As far as you can tell, this is the only way in or out of this place. Is the because I mean it's a pretty big
as
like
far
wall,
kind of
like a gated community.
As far as we can tell.
Yeah, in this area, you all rolled really good, but I would say like if you all walked down like 50 feet or whatever, you could do another perception check to see if there's a better way. But as far as you can tell from what you've seen,
the thing with the vine thing is the only thing making me a little nervous. Do we keep our stealth mind state and look for a better way in, or do y'all want to just Zilla to drop his nuts and go ahead and cartwheel over the fence and just kill everything?
I mean, yeah. I'm not mad at trying to find a better way, so I wouldn't mind doing that. I mean, we don't have to fight these motherfuckers.
No, we don't have to fight these guys, but it seems like that's the only way in because it's a gated community with big stone walls on the outside.
Yeah, large stone walls on the outside.
Stone or metal?
It's like stone. You don't know if there's like rebar or anything inside the stone, but it's substantial. It's pretty large. It was like the upper echelons of the community would live in this area, if you could guess.
So if we were to have to fight these dudes, would we like... We couldn't roll like another stealth to kind of get a jump on them, could we?
I would say that you, between Kurtz and
Danielle,
that's fucked up. Between Kurtz and Daniel, or Kurtz and Valric, you all rolled very well with the pass without a trace. But Zilla wouldn't get that
sneak
attack.
But we would get the jump on them though.
Yeah.
So these are just two...
I would give you all advantage on the your initiative rolls, is what I'm saying.
So these are the two...
Okay, so
ermites.
This is the ermite. This is... You know, you remember last time how he was raising the dead?
Mm-hmm.
This is one of those things And then you don't know what the fuck this is. It just looks
like
a big...
with the vines.
It just looks like a big mound of vines that are just kind of...
And looking around, we don't see any more besides those three creatures.
That's it.
So...
Zach has a message, and I'm like, hey, what do you guys want to do?
Let's just say
I'm casting.
Because nobody else can hear the message. Yeah. And that's between...
Okay, it's not like a three-way, but you know what
I'm doing. We can...
I mean, I'm pretty much down with...
We can engage.
Yeah, pretty much just kicking this fucking gate right now. Kicking ass.
You said we could just try to fuck them up
quick? Another thing is that whenever it seems like we take out one of the ermites, the undead-looking creatures that are with them seem to also go down. If we focus on the ermite, Mr. Green, if we take him out, then potentially the undead person will also go down. I'm not sure about the vine creature. That's a little bit out of my wheelhouse.
I don't know that either.
Boom. Say less. Zilla just takes off.
All right. So I guess we'll engage into the attack.
Running.
All right.
Do we got a
roll? Roll me initiative.
We get advantage on ours, though.
But you two get advantage on your initiative rolls.
10, 11 total.
14.
23. Hold on. Did we get a long rest?
No.
No.
This is my health?
Yeah, you're still pretty fucked.
Oh, it was a bad idea.
Alright, so...
Kurt is fine.
Yeah, fucker.
Valric, you are first in the initiative order.
How far away are we from these?
I would say you all are about 30 feet out.
Am I still in stealth? Sorry, I'm not. I didn't mean to, like,
yeah, you all are in stealth, I would say, because they didn't see... The ones that got advantage, you are not in stealth.
Yeah, I'm pretty much just about to run and jump over the gate. Like all a decoy. Right.
Then... Valric, pulling out his,
wiener. Let me take a piss real quick.
Dicks out. So there are buildings on each side of us?
No, it's kind of like a long... a gated community normally has, like, a long road that connects it from the rest of the fucking civilization.
Like, through the wood, like a winding through
the
woods.
Yeah, exactly. There's, like, wooded areas. It's kind of like trees are sparse. But they are very synchronized. Like, this was meant.
Okay.
I get what you're saying. Yeah, so Valric is going to pull out his rifle. He's going to take a lot of shots at the green dude.
Okay, we'll take some shots.
So the first one, because we're hidden, would be an advantage.
And where exactly are you? Just going to say you're going to stay there, or are you going to move
on
the platform?
Well, up. Off the platform?
I'm just saying, like, on here. Or are you going to stay where you
Well, I can see over, right?
Yeah.
That's fine. Yeah.
Okay.
I'm just gonna...
I didn't know if you were planning on moving, because you got, like, 1,000 feet of movement.
I'm gonna set up like that, right, looking over the platform, and I'm gonna take my shots at the green guy. So, first shot, 13 to hit.
Meets it beats, baby.
Okay, nice. So he takes 14 points of damage on the first hit.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Second shot goes out.
Mm-hmm.
19 plus.
Mm-hmm.
For 4 points of damage.
Nice.
And then the final shot comes out.
Jeez.
15 to hit.
That hits?
Which does. Because it's the first round of initiative, I get that third attack additional. 12 damage.
Alright.
He basically puts it up, uses the platform edge kind of as a steady point, grabs the strap and pulls it against his shoulder. Aims it at its back of its head on the first one, and kind of shoots it. He knows that ermites don't really have brains, but...
Mm-hmm.
So he shoots it once in the back of the head, and then he taps it twice in the back. So kind of tap once in the head, tap twice with the chest.
Right, so you see bark just, like, flying, splintering out, and it kind of, like, stumbles forward as it turns in to see what happened, who shot it. Because you've said before you have a silencer on your gun. It turns to see, just from the force, you know whenever somebody's pushing you in the back, there's somebody behind you. So it turns to see what happened, and it sees you wave, and it's like, rawr.
And then with my 50 feet of movement that I have currently, I'm going to back off.
I'm
going to
back off all 50 feet and say, you guys deal with it.
Yeah, I could be that
or
asshole.
Some stealth, dude.
I'll do... I'll back up.
Full speed ahead.
Yeah, I'll back up 20 feet.
Okay.
So I'm currently 50 feet away from them now. So he just backs up, kind of like trying to lure them in since he's the only one being seen right now.
Okay. It is now the servant's turn. You see, like, around the half-dead type thing, there's a lot of spores around it. You see the spores after it gets the main one gets shot, the ermite, they kind of, like, shudder real quick, and then it flings around extremely fast. It sees Zilla, and it's going to try to move up towards Zilla, but unfortunately, I would, what did I say, 30 feet away from you guys?
Yeah.
It can get to Zilla.
So it's you said when the ermite got hit, vine monster shuddered?
No, the undead servant. Oh, okay. Because the undead servant, as far as you know,
has been told,
it is... They're linked.
Okay.
So
he came through the gate?
No. This is the gate. It's trying to get this way. It's trying to go up here towards the hotel, because that's the only source of light that you've seen so far.
Okay.
And zombies have 30 feet. Yeah.
So it gets... Boom! It's coming right up to Zilla. It's going to try to attack Zilla. So let's see what it can do. Right?
Punch.
Right, guys? Let's see what it can do.
Nothing.
You're probably right. Does a 9 hit your AC?
God damn it. No, it doesn't.
What are you saying, gosh?
Yeah. Well, does a 9 hit your AC again? Because I roll a 4 twice.
Oh, you ran all the way up.
So it runs all the way up to get you to try to eat your ass. And, I mean, it starts punching at you, and it misses.
Is it really going for my ass?
Yes, it was going for your ass.
So
you see its mouth, and it's like, instead of saying brains, it's like ass.
So it's in melee with both.
It's in melee with Zilla.
Okay.
The other one doesn't know what hit it, but can tell due to Zilla's natural 1 he rolled earlier. It's going to move up and try to get in combat with him as well.
Can it, though, because the undead servant's currently taking up the space in front of him?
Well, it will get behind him, then, and do something else. Zilla, I would like you to give me a constitution saving throw.
Oh, this shit again.
Yeah, so you see it get right up behind it, and it just, like, kind of balls itself up, and then whenever it explodes out, you see a burst of spores.
Roll one of your d20s. Preferably not the shit one.
The way that we set this up, I would also have you, Dylan, give Kurtz a constitution saving throw. Because you are pretty close to him.
That's bullshit.
10 feet. So, both of y'all need to roll me con saves.
This isn't like magical sleep.
No, it's not. What do you have?
3 if we rolled plus 15. 1 because of your cloak, so 4, so he got a 19.
Okay, you're fine.
What else did you have?
So basically, because remember the cloak of resistance that you also have? So that's your save plus 1. You always got to remember that.
So this thing balls up and explodes out. You're just kind of like coughing and like batting it away, trying to get some room where you can breathe.
I turn my swords into like a shield. Just start.
You turn your swords into a shield?
Yeah, just
okay.
a fan.
Oh, yeah, that's a better
idea. You put them together, draw them all style.
Spin them. And then he's like, I'm going to go for your eyes next round. that's all it can do.
Call it the helicopter blade.
The helicopter blade. It's Willow's turn. Oh. So Willow is like, oh God, I don't know what's happening. She is going to throw her, she's going to reach up and grab one of her vines off her hair and like whip it out like a thorn whip. And she's going to be like, get over here, lassie. And she's going to try to thorn whip at the ermite and bring the ermite closer to her.
Okay.
Because she knows, like you all know, that's going to miss, unfortunately, for Willow.
It's not a great spell.
Yeah, so you see her, like, whip out at this thing, and after it, like, explodes, it just kind of knocks it back, and she's like, just frustrated. But she will move over towards this thing to try to give Zilla some help, whatever she can do.
Some breathing room.
Zilla, it is your turn. You are engaged with the servant, and you have Willow to help.
I'm gonna kill him. Fuck it.
Go for it, yo.
Oh, no, I forgot I was low. I do need to disengage. Yes, I do that. I want to disengage. And I hide, like, just...
So, you're going into the woods to hide.
Not what I said.
So he's, so he's disengaging from the undead guy and then hiding in the woods. So, stealth it.
So roll a stealth.
My disadvantage. I mean, my advantage.
Ooh, nice. Ooh, 19 plus your stealth. Plus yeah, that's good as shit.
Plus pass without a...
Plus pass without a trace.
Still up?
Yeah, it's
28. Jeez, that's 29. It's 29 plus your stealth as of right now. So what's your stealth? What's your stealth modifier?
90.
Yeah, I mean, he's sneaky as fuck.
Yeah, so he got
good
38.
God.
I'm invisible.
Yeah, basically. Basically, you're invisible. Willow's just looking around like, she's got her hands up just looking around like, dude, what the fuck? I came over here for you.
All she sees is dust and it's...
Damn it. Kurtz, it's your turn.
Kurtz is going to run up on the Ermite. And I'm going to do a slash. And I'm going to try to bash him in the knee with my baton.
Okay. Slash, bash.
That's, yeah, 16 to hit.
Yes, it hits.
All right, first one.
Natural one. Yeah. Roll me a d6 real quick.
Six.
All right. You go and you do like a pretty, like, standard movie. I'm gonna slide on my knees and try to like get him real quick. And you hit him with the first one, and as you're like trying to spin around and hit the second one, there's a rock, and you're like, no! Hit the rock, and you fall prone.
Can I change up my bonus action then? Or do I have to stick with that?
Well, your bonus action you still have because
you slash twice with your sword. So you still have your bonus action.
I'll bonus action healing word, Anthony. So I'm gonna roll my damage for my first hit.
So here's a question: are you playing it that we can see each other even if we go into stealth and stuff like
that?
Oh
yeah.
Ooh, that's a good question.
If I can't see him, then
yeah. Roll. Well, I mean, there's no way that
it's just a question: can allies see their allies?
No, because if he's going stealth, I mean, he's like going stealth.
Roll a natural 20, so
yeah. There's no way you would see Anthony.
So, all right, I'll just hit him again. Okay, my movement, half my movement, stand back up, and then hit him with my bonus action.
It was 10 feet away from
me. Yeah, you could use your half of movement to stand back up.
All right, and I'll hit him with my baton. I'll try to get him in the knee again.
So, I mean, that really...
Oh, didn't fucking matter. Yeah. So, I rolled a 9 total damage.
So you did 9 damage to him?
Yeah.
That going prone is more effective whenever they use their full movement to get somewhere.
Yeah.
You still got movement left. Like, you can't...
Well, I mean, I can't... I'm not going to change the crit table because I feel
like...
Like,
if that was my last attack, that would have fucked me.
I didn't want to... Yeah. Like, you did it with your second attack. I'm not going to take that away from you.
Yeah.
Alrighty. Let's see. After Kurtz, it is...
The weird fucking thing.
This thing is going to move up to Kurtz.
I didn't know it could move. I thought it was, like, stationary.
Yeah, it can move. You're not going to like it.
I thought it was, like, a tree thing.
Oh, no.
I knew we wouldn't like it.
So, it is going to try to, like... You see these... It's like a swarm of vines. When they're at the... they were at the gate. You just see them go, like, burrow themselves underground. And then they come up right next to you. And they're just kind of, like, trying to swing at you. So, it is going to make an attack.
Feed me, Seymour. That's where I'm at.
16, does that hit your AC?
Yes, it does. Bastard.
Alright, take 13 points of damage. On the first attack.
Oh no, that's how they come. I gotta get some.
And then on the second attack.
Fix your HP in the dream.
Does a 13 hit your AC?
No.
Alright, so that first attack comes in. I mean, it's like... It swings wide, actually. You duck over top of it, but you don't see the second one coming in, and pow, hits you in the ribs, and that's what gives you the 13 points of damage. I need you to give me a strength saving throw.
18 plus 4, 22.
Okay, you're good. So, it hits you, and you see this thing try to, like, wrap around you and try to do whatever it's trying to do. It's definitely trying to grab you.
Try to jerk me off!
Yeah. So, you, like, back off, and as you're like, it's trying to jerk me off! What the fuck?
Yeah.
So you back off of it. You try to, like, you shove it away. But you still take, like, that damage. It does hurt.
Ah, my ribs.
We're back at the top of the order. Valric, your friends are getting attacked.
So Valric being 30 feet from this, from the Ermite will move in and come into it, kind of getting side by side, looking at Kurtz, looking at the monster, looking at Kurtz, looking at you,
going, I'm going to be a daddy.
And comes in, his blade comes out, and he goes in for two stabs into what he would assume would be weak points of the Ermite. Just ta-ta! And first attack has advantage. 13 to hit.
Nice. Oh, shit. That hits. Damn. Meets and beats. Oh, man.
4, 10, 15 points of damage.
Ooh, it does not like that.
Good. And I'm going to do one more stabby stab. Fucking hell, I've rolled 7 and 4s all damn day. 11.
That does not hit.
And then with the last 10 feet of his movement, he will back away from it using his mobile movement.
All right. So you come in and you give it two like quick jabs. You see it, you penetrate it once, and when you pull back out, there's a large hole inside of it. It shrieks and shudders, but it's still standing up, and you back away from it. The servant is going to try to attack Willow because it's the only one that it's engaged with.
Sorry, Willow.
It will miss on its first attack and swing again. Ooh, unfortunately, that will hit, dealing 6 points of damage to Willow. So you see this thing, it is just, it rears back trying to swing one claw at her, or, well, not really a claw, but kind of a fist at her, and it misses, but the second one, she doesn't see that uppercut coming, and I mean, it just clocks her clean. Next in the order is the Ermite. It is going to move up and flank Kurt, so it has advantage on its next attack. I doubt a 6 is going to hit. And then it's going to shudder and ball up in a little ball and then burst forth. Give me a constitution saving throw, Kurt.
Damn it. Stop. Natural 20.
Bang. Nice. Bang. So it shoots out these like spores again, and you kind of get like a little woozy, like you're drunk. And then you just bat away. You shake your head, bat away, and then you're good. After that, it is Willow's turn. She's going to try to make another attack with her Vinies. Alright, she's going to hit and with her thorn whip. Okay, well, she's going to hit the Ermite knowing that the little zombie thing is going to die. She wraps the Ermite as it's shooting spores at you. You see this vine wrap around its neck and as it gets pulled backwards towards Willow, dealing 10 points of damage to it.
Yeah, thorn whip's a great spell because it's still considered a melee attack and it has all that range to it.
So, as she whips it around, you see the Ermite's head just get whipped around, and it completely, like, ravels off as it goes down. The Ermite has been dealt with. You look at the spore servant, and it just kind of, like, shakes a little bit, and then it just goes down, and then you just see these spores dissipate in the ground. So, all you have to deal with now is the giant vine-like substance. Everybody give me a perception check.
Really, like a reroll all
those? Yeah.
Another 16.
So did I miss that?
16.
Give me a perception check, Anthony. It's a 5. So you both have 16? Alright, Valric and Kurtz. As this Ermite goes down, you see like a puff of spores fly out. Mm-hmm. Then you also see at the bramble patch that would be a tree.
It grows.
It doesn't grow, but you see another puff of those spores come out.
Yeah, this is the third time of us noticing this, right?
Yes, exactly. Like I said, the only thing left is this vine patch. Zilla, it is your turn. The vines that are coming out of the ground are wrapping around assaulting Kurtz. What are you going to do?
I'm prone, like right on the house, and I got my gun out, and I'm just gonna go for. It's not. I wouldn't call it a headshot. Oh, no, you said it has. It has Kurtz.
It's doesn't have Kurtz, but it's like smacking
it. I'm gonna go for. I wouldn't call it a headshot, but it's some kind of shot. It doesn't have an actual body.
That's
what?
A
16.
It's a
16
because that's a 10 plus a 6.
Oh yeah,
16
altogether.
Oh okay.
But guess what? 16 takes purchase. As you take your shot, and the bullet finds one of the writhing vines.
Bow. Is that a 6?
Yeah, that's
No, it's 9 on the D6.
I mean 16
points of damage.
Plus 3.
19 points of damage.
Nobody else got that.
Good hit.
You can go back into stealth, actually, because you still have your
bonus. Yeah, well, can I attack again with that?
No, it's one shot.
It's one shot because you're using a bow, and it's a two-handed weapon.
I'm gonna just change my little location and stay in stealth.
All right, and roll another d20 for your stealth. Just one.
Pass without trace, still up.
Yes. Natural 20.
Nice. I'm invisible.
It doesn't know.
He puffs.
I still can't get healed.
39.
Yeah, that's crazy.
For stealth.
All right, Valric. The only thing that's left is the thing around Kurtz.
Wait.
Kurtz. Sorry.
Bitch. Should I imagine, like, am I, like, just facing it, or is it, like, around me?
You're, like, you see where, like, the base of it's coming out.
I'm just, like, looking like a tree monster.
I was going to make
it. It's not a tree person. It's literally vines coming out of the ground that's, like, writhing around.
I don't know why I thought his plasma cutter did fire damage.
It doesn't. I know it is.
It's just a magic sword.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, he's lighting the trees on fire. Oh, God.
Yeah, I guess I'll just try to slash my way
through it.
Away from this mofo, yeah. Yeah.
Like an adventurer looking for natural 20!
Ding ding ding!
Those are back to back 20s.
Roll. Well, he did a 20 and then a 1. He had a 1 last time.
No, I had a 20.
Roll you a d6. Let's see what happens, baby.
4.
Okay, well, I don't think. Yeah, you can do that, I guess.
Knock it prone.
Yeah. So. Your first hit, you come in, you hit it so hard and slash at it, you cut most of it down, and it can't hold its own weight, and it kind of flops back. But you start seeing the vines trying to regrow themselves, but at the moment, it is prone.
Right, swing away.
Go ahead and hit again.
With second. Advantage.
Mm. Oh, 6.
Yeah, because it's prone,
right? 18 for my second one.
That hits.
And for my bonus action, I'm just going to just bash it with the baton, I guess. 17.
That hits as well. So roll your damage for your first attack first, okay. And then we'll double that.
Yeah.
So I roll 2d8 or just
1d8? Just roll your d8. I can double the damage on here.
Ooh.
7.
Nice. 7 altogether.
7 times 2 plus 5.
Yeah. Okay, so 7 plus 5.
14 plus 5. So 19 for the first one.
All right.
And then 10 for the second one. 10 for the third one.
Nice, Jesus. That's a lot of damage. So you see this thing like fall backwards, and as it's trying to regrow vines, Kurt's just swinging away at this thing, trying to keep it from getting back up.
I see Domot, and I think of a memory. He's like, swing away, Kurt.
All right, you see this mound of vines take purchase after Kurt basically goes lawnmowering on it. The vines kind of quickly wrap around themselves and pull themselves back up as it goes to try to take a couple swings back at Kurtz, hopefully knocking him prone.
LOL.
Does a 14 hit?
Nope.
Does a 14 plus 7 hit?
Yeah.
Alright, take 13 points of damage and give me a con save.
Con or strength?
Oh, I'm sorry, strength. I didn't.
15.
All right, you are fine. So it's once again, you see that one coming up as it's regrowing the vines. You duck underneath it, but it hits you with that kidney shot again.
I'm gonna be pissing blood for a week.
Valric, it is your turn.
So Valric's gonna move around using about like 25 feet of his movement as he shows up behind it, looks at Kurtz and says, "I got you, buddy," and then goes in for a stab onto this creature. Impalement! 19.
That hits.
17 points damage.
On
that.
Nice.
You're about to kill him.
And then, this thing probably is a tanky boy. And then another swing comes in. 16 plus.
That hits.
For 8 damage. And then, using the remainder 15 feet of my movement, fuck it!
Alright, let's see here.
Sorry, Kurt.
I think it's
all right, so you see Willow go, enough! Enough! Kurt, get back! Step back! And she, like, slams her fist in the ground. And you see her vines just kind of, like, you can see on the ground where, like, a mole digging through the earth. As around this thing, it is going to have to make a dexterity saving throw because the ground is actually protruding up, out, and dealing damage to whatever it has.
I can't take all this violence.
Well, that's it failed, and it will take 3d12 bludgeoning damage.
Jeez.
Damn.
Just off really? That 3D. Just
that's
off
the first
12.
Time you're going to make a bardic joke and you're going to make it that shitty pun.
Hey, it's a pretty good one. I'm not going to lie. I mean, it sounded pretty good
that
in my head.
Depressing.
So, as you see her punch the ground, and she's like, Kurtz, I'm tired of this. And her vines go through like a mole. It will deal 22 points of damage.
Jeez.
As just a mound of earth just gets flung towards this creature. Yeah, so it is now difficult terrain. So, but she did a shitload of damage to it.
Something like Jesus can walk.
Zilla, it is your turn, buddy. There, like you just saw an earthquake erupt around this thing and throw fling things around.
How far is he from me?
I'd say like 20 feet.
Yeah.
Boom! So I can get there.
Yeah. But once you get like right up on it, it is difficult terrain. So it'll take like double the movement speed or whatever.
Because I just...
You're still stealth right now.
Yeah, you're still stealth.
I'm going to dart out of... dart up to him for a sneak attack.
Mm-hmm.
I got my raper out about the raping. Rapier.
Jeez.
I get my 320s
right. Remember that timestamp?
Yeah.
I get my 320s right, though.
Yes. Because you came out of stealth and sneaky. There it is.
Natural 20.
Bang, 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 bang.
And with that natural 20, we are going to take a critical break.
Break.
To take a sponsored ad.
And today we have...
God damn it.
I don't know.
Get out of his pocket.
Viagra again. Viagra, the dick pill.
Hey guys and gals. I wanted to take a quick second here to talk to you about Teachable. Teachable.com is a online website where you can create courses to teach people how to do just about anything. For me, I'm fairly good at creative writing, and if I wanted to make a creative writing course where people could sign up to take my beginner, medium, and advanced courses, I could get paid. Now, I had to explain to my dad what this was, where he said, Craig, you can learn anything that you want to know about on YouTube. I told him, that might be true, but if you have a website or a YouTube page and you want to make a little extra currency, maybe you sprinkle a little bit of information on YouTube, say, this is, in my dad's case, he's a handyman, this is my beginner's course to how to fix a sink. And if you would like to learn other plumbing tips, you could come to my website and earn some money doing so. Now, my dad's kind of skeptical on these things because he doesn't know how the internet works. So he asked me how many people would sign up for my courses. And I told him that there was 18 million students and growing by the day on Teachable right now. And it might be a good idea to make online courses with Teachable. People collectively have made over $338 million using Teachable. That's a lot of money. One of my favorite quotes is, even a goldfish is a genius at swimming. So get out there and teach people how to swim. Go in our link to the show notes, and it'll take you right to Teachable, where you can sign up today.
We're back. We're hard to get rid of.
All right, Anthony, with that natural 20, roll me a d6 and roll me all them sweet, sweet damage dice.
He rapiered it, so one
we
of
really
those three d8s.
Three of them and...
One of those. And then roll them. Mm-hmm.
Roll another d6 so I can afterwards so I can tell you what happens with that critical 20.
Oh.
Yeah. Might be dead.
Damn.
Yeah, he's dead.
So you dealt 37 points of damage on that. And then
his hair might be gold right now.
Roll one of those.
His hair might be gold. He's fucking
making a four.
Four.
Alright, a four is prone. So you come up and you slice into this thing with your rapier. I mean, like, you literally, like, go in and you're just like, I'm gonna wallow this hole out for a second. And
I whisper in his ear, like, I'm back.
And as you say, I'm back, it falls over and it's like, no! And dies.
Timber!
It withers away.
Oh, it's dead?
It's dead, baby.
That's what I do. I told you I was gonna kill it.
You all literally just got done cutting this tree down to size. Well, it wasn't really a tree. It's more like the roots of the tree. There is a large gate in front of you. And it opens.
Oh, it's not locked?
Nope. It opens. Like, as soon as you guys kill that thing, and just like... Zilla yeah, this makes sense exactly.
Zilla was taking a selfie next to a big vineless dead vine thing. If you realize it.
Oh, Zilla, you got a phone call.
Captain Knox is like, hey, is everything all good? Did y'all figure this shit out?
Zilla, hang up the phone!
That's Knox's ringtone?
So, is there, like, a... You know how some of those gated communities have, like, going up to your house, they have a camera and, like, a push speaker on the gate? Is there something like that there?
Yeah, and, like, as soon as you get close to, like, you're about to press the button, that's when the gate's opened.
I'm gonna kick the camera.
Can you see me?
You don't get anything in return.
Beep! Can you see me?
You don't get anything in return.
Hello.
Well, it looks like they're inviting us in. Shall we?
Should we take a perception check or something? Should we?
Yeah, I'm gonna kick the camera. I want them spotted.
Okay. Roll an athletics check.
Oh shit!
I don't know why I am in athletics.
Valor's going to go ahead and be on this side of the gate.
18, 19, 23.
Alright, so you kick the shit out of this camera, and it sparks and shit, and you're just like, yeah, I did that. Like, yeah, for no reason whatsoever.
Puts a hole
don't
in
even
wall.
Have those things on my legs. Come on.
It feels great!
Alright. Y'all moving forth. What you
yeah,
doing?
And then Valor waits to see if the gate closes again.
Stealthy.
Okay, well, as you all make everybody passes through the gates, they close.
Ah, good. All of a sudden, out of the woods, everything comes out.
Slowly opens.
No.
So you all make your way up this winding road. A storm seems like it's brewing, so you can hear
storm
it in the background, like the thunder and shit. You get up onto this absurdly large building. And it's kind of ominous. It's the only lights you see for miles because where you all have landed, there's like no sun on this planet whatsoever. But weirdly enough, there's oxygen and it's not cold. Like, you're not quite sure how this is working.
Do you guys want to heal real quick?
I was going to say, should we short rest?
Well, short rest, I don't think so. Maybe you use a quick spell on yourself and Willow helps Zilla out a little bit.
Yeah, I could, man. I have 29, man. I could probably heal myself more.
Yeah, Willow will cast Cure Wounds on Zilla. So, Willow comes over to you, Zilla, and she grabs you on your shoulder, and you see her hand open up with a beautiful butterfly, and it comes up and lands on your nose, and it shakes like a little... radiant energy off on you. Cure Wounds to the D8.
D8. Plus your whiz.
Ooh, max.
Nice. Mm.
8 plus 6.
Alright. 6?
Oh, no. Plus 3. So,
8.
11. 11 points of healing towards Zilla. And she looks at you, Zilla, and you see, like, these big, bright, glowing orbs coming out of, like, her mask that she wears. And she's like, I hope that makes you feel better, Zilla. I'd hate for you to be hurt.
Me and Willow just had a moment.
Y'all like embrace and these vines come like wrapping around you and like pull you in close.
I'm holding her too.
And then she whispers in your ear,
they all see the green eventually.
How green is it?
I
She seems like a peaceful sword.
Is it really green?
Okay. All right. All right. Y'all ready?
Two healing words.
So. Shh. All right. What was that?
Oh, it was Balric was testing the front door because I'm sure it's a slide open, or is it a turnabout style?
It's actually like a push open. Like it's two doors and they swing.
And no doorman?
No doorman.
What a shit hotel. The service is just terrible.
It's taking over at Vines, isn't it?
It's still on, apparently. It looks like it still is a functioning hotel. You think they would have a doorman here to open the door for us?
Probably one of the zombies outside.
Bullshit, who's gonna take my bags?
Any of the zombies have like,
shotgun.
A boy outfit?
I got the big man. Yeah.
Like, see, there he is, right there. He's still pushing the cart, the luggage cart.
Forced to work for the rest of his undeath. Womp womp.
That was sad to see.
Gonna examine it for traps.
Okay, so give me an investigation check.
Zilla. Come, we look for traps.
I just say I could help with that. Can I do the help action?
I'm gonna be looking for.
Do you want to give it to Zilla or you want to give it to me? Your choice.
I have a +6 investigation.
Oh, Jesus! I'll help you then.
Wait. Yeah, I think I might. No.
His is a negative.
So you give me.
You help him, and I'll.
I help him look for traps.
Yeah.
All right. You roll up.
Okay. Everybody roll if you're all looking for traps.
Okay, I thought he was helping me.
Oh, shit.
I know if he's doing...
If somebody's helping you, I think they gotta get... What's the help
like
action? It's like a 10.
Yeah.
Then you get +2 to it.
Yeah. Okay, so...
So roll if you're helping. You got 11, so you get +2 to your roll.
+8.
I got a 14
+8. 22.
Okay. 22.
You all don't see any traps.
Nice.
This door seems to be fine.
You pushing it in? Alright.
That's pretty some WD-40 real quick.
Yeah. Hold on, I have some of that in my pinky.
Yeah. Alright.
So, as you all push the doors in, the brightness of this light that peers out of the darkness, like, is blinding. Because, like I said, you all been in the dark. I mean, it's, you know, when you come in from outside and your eyes have to adjust. You shake your heads with a little bit of, like, a headache because of the piercing light. And as you look forth, things aren't as you would think. You look to your left and your right, and it is all very, Roaring Twenties-esque in here.
Oh.
Valric, you look down to look at yourself, and you see you are in old military garb in all greens and you are wearing with your like 5-star general, like you have all your tags and stuff on you.
Is he still Valric?
It's still Valric, but he doesn't have his metal arms. He has actual arms and legs.
And a rapier at my side or something?
Whoa,
Valric.
But nothing seems off to you.
Oh.
To you, it's like as you are thinking, ah! You're like, oh, wait, no, this is what I was wearing. Oh.
I don't remember having 5-star.
Zilla, as you walk in, you are wearing a yellow checkered fleece jacket with those wide khaki pants down to large boots that come up to your knee, and you're wearing, like, some type of driving gloves and one of those, like, caddy hats.
I'm kind of fly. Nice.
See the caddy?
Kurtz, as you walk in, you are wearing all white, and it glimmers within the light. As you come walking in, waltzing in, even, in a long sequence white dress.
I'm a lady.
with a headband around your head with the large feathers coming out the sides. You are indeed, as you look down, a lady.
And this is normal?
I need you all to give me some investigation checks.
Does he have breasts? And all
yes,
that,
he totally has
breasts.
What about Willow?
You don't see Willow anywhere.
She comes in. There's a potted plant by the door.
Fern.
Investigation.
Oh, nice.
9.
23.
You said this was an investigation?
Yeah,
you cut it out. -1, so 4.
Alright, so you two don't. Nothing's out of the ordinary. To you, you're like, hang on.
Oh, wait.
Why? I never bought this dress. That's some odd. Things are a little odd to you, but you can't, like, quite. Yeah. You feel you
shit.
You're a woman, but you feel like a man inside.
No. I feel like I go to scratch my balls and like and they're not there, and yeah. I'm like, what?
But if you were to ask these two,
hey guys, I think something weird's going on here.
So he still has his balls?
No.
You have breasts, and you go to scratch your balls, and they're there. Ah! What nightmare is this?
Feeling kind of strange.
Then we don't notice anything?
No, as far as you guys are concerned, this is perfectly normal.
Yeah, there's nothing to worry about, doll. Everything's perfectly in shape.
Do I have my weapons?
Okay.
All you have on you, you don't have anything on you. No. I wouldn't even say you have a sword on you. You have nothing.
In military garb?
You're just wearing your military garb.
I just feel like I shouldn't be in this dress right now. It just feels...
I don't know about that.
I don't know.
As you all look forth, if you all would like to give me a perception check, I can tell you a little bit more, but other than that, I'm going to tell you, you are in a lobby of a hotel, and all you all see is someone dressed in like a fancy suit, black and white suit with a tie, and he is standing at the check-in desk.
There goes your groom, my lady.
What'd you all roll?
I rolled 17.
What is that?
22.
With the dots?
That's a 9. 9 plus whatever you have. So you two look to your left, look to your right, and you see a finely furnished study and a billiard room to the other side.
11.
You are just looking straight ahead, looking at this guy who's like waiting to check you all in. And we'll figure out what the fuck's going on next time on Ready, Set, Roll.
You son of a bitch.
Man, I've really been enjoying our book reading clubs together.
Yeah, Daniel, me too.
But I know I've missed the last couple of book reading sessions, though, and I'm having trouble catching up because this entire book series of Lord of the Rings has just been a...
Well, Daniel, don't I have a solution for you?
Oh, do you?
Why don't you go check out audible.com?
What's Audible do?
It's an area. It's a website. It's a website where you can download and listen to a bunch of audiobooks, such as Lord of the Rings.
So
I hope.
So you're saying I can download some, but is it somebody reading the books to me and I just listen as they read them to me?
Yes, that's exactly what it is.
Well, that sounds awesome. That means I could catch up while driving to work, because we work a lot. Like, a lot.
A lot.
Yeah. And whenever I'm in the tub with all my candles lit, I can listen to it on my speaker. But, so what if I want to go back and, what if I want to read it, though? Like, what if I want to stop listening to the audio and read it myself?
Well, you can stop listening to the audio, pick up your Kindle, and it'll actually start from where you left off on the audio.
So it'll sync up?
It'll definitely sync up.
That's awesome. Man, I'm going to get through Lord of the Rings so fast for our next book reading session together. And then we can get into our next book, like The Hobbit.
The Hobbit?
Or some of the Warhammer 40K books that are on there.
Well, all you gotta do is go to audibletrial.com/ReadySetRoll or click the link in the show notes, and there you go. Takes you right there.
Well, what happens if we click the show notes link?
It'll take you right there.
Right? Hold on, I just got this piece of paper handed to me. And we'll get...
Goddamn. Yep.
Oh, and we'll get a free book download and 30 days free trial. So we don't even have... So for 30 days, I don't even have to pay a subscription fee. That's awesome.
That's amazing.
Audibletrial.com/ReadySetRoll.
Audibletrial.com/ReadySetRoll.